Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so
okay. Bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, even when I have a little bit of a raspy voice, which I obviously do right now because of a little bit of a, maybe a little head cold, a little early head cold. Thank you for allowing me to continue to march, to continue to be with you today. We're having a great visit with our new friend, J.J. Kaleo. He's a reporter for Forbes Media, and they are they recently published the Nifty 50, which is a list of the 50 most promising companies, private companies in America. And we talked about the methodology, what they think, what they felt like venture capitalists were looking for these companies that you and I can learn from. And so, JJ, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us where we can find this article, and then let's talk about some of these companies.
All right. So the article is in the most recent edition of Forbes. That's the February 11th edition. And on February 6th, the entire list will be released, and so we'll have a big nice package of 100 companies along with a lot of different content and videos and interviews and that kind of thing. So that's coming out February 6th.
All right, great.
On the website.
So let's talk about, and they can, when will they be able to find this online?
The Nifty 50 will be out February 6th as well. It was kind of a, it's a weird way that the list has been split. So February 6th.
But I mean the first list, when will it be available online?
Yeah, it's coming out, kind of all at once.
Okay, good.
So I know it's weird that it came out in the magazine and won't be up online.
No, that's not weird at all. That's the reason I ask. I didn't presume anything. I think that's fine. I just wanted to know. Okay, so let's talk about some of these companies. Which is one that really caught your eye?
Yeah, so our number one company, 3C Interactive, and they're based out of Boca Raton, Florida. And they're a very interesting company. They work in the mobile space, which, has certainly gotten a lot of buzz in recent years. But a lot of people, certainly in a lot of industries, don't really know what their mobile strategy is. And, it's easy.
Which is ridiculous because mobile is the future.
Exactly. And, so they need to figure out something and they don't really know where to start. And so, you hear a lot about apps and mobile advertising and that kind of thing. 3C Interactive does very, simple, common sense, effective things for companies that interact with consumers. So, big companies like Walgreens or Best Buy or ESPN or something like that. So, an example of what they do is if Walgreens wants to tell you that your prescription is ready, that you need to go to their store to fill up your prescription because you're due to renew it, they'll send you a text message with that notification, and 3CI powers that, all of the software behind that and links and their CRM system and deals with the carrier regulations and all that sorts of thing.
And folks, this is what I mean, what JJ just described is what I mean when I talk to you about relevance and how relevance is trumping competitiveness. JJ, if you and I know that company will text me when my prescription is ready, and the other company, which might be cheaper, won't, I'm going to go, because that's more relevant to me in the way I live and work, I'm going to go with the company that will text me. That's what I mean by relevance trumping competitiveness. What do you think?
Sure. And that's exactly right. And that's, that's why mobile is such a big deal, because your cell phone, this computer that you now carry in your pocket every waking hour almost, is the most relevant thing in your life, more or less. So, companies are really interested in figuring out how to reach consumers, via that phone. And 3CI helps them to do it. So it's a massive market, and they have great growth and a great management team, great backers. John Sculley, who's the former CEO of Apple and president of Pepsi, is one of their investors and chair of their board. So we think they're going to do great.
One of the ones that really caught my attention, JJ, is and my audience will appreciate this. It's called Pop Chips.
Yes. Yeah.
They make snacks, which everybody knows I love, right? So that interested me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Pop Chips has been around a couple of years, and they make, if you're familiar with the, you know, Jim, I know you mentioned that you're familiar. Maybe you're some of your listeners aren't. But they make these chips which are different than any other chip you've had. And they do that by kind of, you know, subjecting regular potato chips or potato slices to a lot of pressure and heat, and they kind of pop. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's very unique. And so they also have a first-rate management team. They've shown very nice growth over the past couple of years. Great backers, great brand. Lots of celebrity investors and endorsers.
That's a mainstream traditional kind of business. It's not a cloud-based.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure they got plenty of cloud-based resources.
That's right.
You know, they're not delivering chips to people, but in the cloud.
Sure. Yeah. No. Right. They're actually moving a physical product. You know, that people inject.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you made them number five. Out here on Main Street, JJ, you know, we're sensitive to that. Most small business owners are like Pop Chips. We're moving a real product. We're slapping it into the customer's hand, and so we like stories like that. So when we come back, I want to talk about. I'm going to let you talk about one that you like, and I want you to talk about the one that sells pet insurance.
Sure.
How about that? Yeah, we got
sounds
one
good.
Of those folks, and 50 more, or I should say 47 more of those. So this is in the current edition of Forbes.com. Forbes magazine, I should say. It's going to be up on Forbes.com in the next month or so, right?
That's right. February 6th.
Yeah, just a week or so. Yeah. So check that out, folks, at Forbes.com or at your newsstands, and you'll enjoy it either way. JJ Kaleo and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.